B'yaba. Moshe d'Achashverosh, you know what the example of Achashverosh is, and Haman, you know what kind of example this is, like, here Haman comes and asks Achashverosh, do me a big heart favor, let me kill out the Jews. Achashverosh says, take them, I don't need them, do what you want. What's the Moshe here? Lo ma'adam adayva. Mishnei b'nei yodim, you have two people. L'yechad oyla teel b'tech sadeyim. One guy had a nice field, put in the middle of the field, there's a big mountain there. A big hill there. He doesn't need the hill in the middle of the field. It's ruining the field. Only Yached, another person, another person had a beautiful field, but there was a hole in the middle of the field. So Baal Charitz, Omar, the Baal Charitz says, who's going to give me a mountain like that? I'll fill up my ditch and I'll pay him money. Is Baal Atelam, and the other way around, the one that owns the mountain says, who's going to give me a hole? Zebedom, I'll pay you to give me a hole to fill up and to get this mountain out of here. That's just two people. One wants to get rid of the hole, and one wants to get rid of the mountain. Is the yom, and finally the game, make a shidduch together. Mizdav goes there to there, the two people meet one another. Omaloy Baal Charitz la Baal Atel. The Baal Charitz tells the one that has the hole in his field, says the one that has the mountain in the field, Mecholi Telecha, sell me your mountain. My lord, the guy answers back, you want to pay me? Take it. I don't want it. Take it for nothing. That's here also. Haman came to complain to Achashverosh, to be Achashverosh was nothing better. Achashverosh was also a Russia. Achashverosh was happy to get rid of the Jews. So Haman wanted to pay Achashverosh to get rid of the Jews. Achashverosh said, I don't need your money. Do it for free. Do me a favor, get rid of them. Achashverosh was also a pretty good Russian. It says, V'halavai, and like a halavai, you should take it away for free. The Pesach says, V'yosar ha-melech ha-tabatoi, that Achashverosh took off his ring and gave it to Haman. Is Omer Rabbi Abba Bakana, Kedola ha-soros tabas, that this fact that Achashverosh gave the ring to Haman scared Klai Yisrael to start doing tshuva. It was such a great impression upon Klai Yisrael, Yosar me'aboyim ishmein leviyim. More than the 48 Nevi'im said, V'sheva Nevi'as in Istanbul Hem Yisrael. More than the Nevi'im were able to do by Klai Yisrael. They told Klai Yisrael doing Averis, like do tshuva, the Nevi'im didn't help so much. More than what the Nevi'im helped was this fact when Achashverosh gave the ring to Haman, that Klai Yisrael got so scared for their life, that now they're afraid that Haman's going to kill them, that Taka did tshuva. By all the Nevi'im didn't make Klai Yisrael do tshuva. The Ilu Asaras Tabas, but now when Haman got the ring, Hechziros on the Mutav, it changed them over, Klai Yisrael did tshuva. But Beman Mordechai Vester, Lech Knesset Kol Yehudim, they did tshuva. So because they got afraid, that made them do tshuva. Like we talked about before, Hashem makes the Makkah, Hashem makes us have punishment, in order we should do tshuva, there should be refuah. Tana Rabbanan. Aboyim u'shmoyne Nevi'im. There were 48 Nevi'im. V'sheva Nevi'as and 7 different Nevi'as nisnavnu l'hem Yisrael that they sent over to Klai Yisrael. V'loy tischu v'loy hesiru. Not more, not less. V'loy tischu v'loy hesiru ha-mashkosu b'teira. They didn't make anything more than what it says in the Torah. Chutz v'mikru Megillah. The only thing they added more than we have in the Torah is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. This mitzvah doesn't say in the Torah, that's what the Nevi'im were mistaken to have a mitzvah of Megillah. So tell you, Rashi has the kasha, chutz v'mikra Megillah, v'im toima ner Chanukah, we also have something new of ner Chanukah, it also doesn't say in the Torah. Also the Nevi'im were mistaken it. K'far posku ha-Nevi'im, the Nevi'im really made it. Avu me'morachai ha-yachagas chayamalachai. By Chanukah, there's no more Nevi'im. It was after the times of Nevi'im that Chanukah took place. So Mel is not called the Nevi'im or Mestakene. But over here by Mordechai, the Nevi'im was still there. Chagai is Chayim Malachai. So the Nevi'im were not most of anything on the Torah more than Mikra Megillah, only Purim. My Dorish, what are they dashing? Omer Rebbe Chia Varavim. Omer Rebbe Yeshua Ben Kochum. Oma Me'avdus Becheris. Amri Shiro Maduch by Paro, when Christ went out of Mitzrayim, when they became freed. They were alive in Mitzrayim. Just the worker, they were slaves there. And Hashem freed them, they came out free. They said, Shirom is the Nisa L'chaim L'koshchein. For sure now, when Christ was saved from Haman, they wanted to kill everybody, how about as many to say Shira? He hawking for the Gemara, Halal Nami Neima. Of his own, many to say Shira, why don't we say Halal on Purim? And the Gemara Lefi, Sheinayim Halel, Al Neshav Chutzloritz. We don't say Halel and Nes that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. And Purim happened in Persia, therefore we don't say it. And for the Gemara Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim was also the Neshav Chutzloritz, was a Nes by Mitzrayim. As Hechi Amin and Shira, how do we say Shira? Kedatani, we learn like this. Achlo Nechtesu Yisrael Yoritz Huchshu Kol Arotz Yisrael Mishira. Before Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, then any Nes happened, you can say Shiron. How do we say Nechtesu Yisrael Yoritz? When Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, the Yochshua Kol Arotz Yisrael Mishira. From now on, we say only a Nes that happens in Eretz Yisrael, we say Shira, but a Nes that happens after Eretz Yisrael, we don't say Shira. That's one Teretz. Rav Nachman Noma Kriyosu Zuhilila. No, you should know, really, we do say Hallel. But the Pshat is, when we read the Megillah, that's Kufa Hallel. In other words, by saying over the Nisim of what happened, that's the biggest Hallel we're saying back to Hashem. Rav Amrava says like this, another Teretz. Bishleim Ahosam, Hallel Avdi Hashem, V'loy Avdi Paro. Bishleim by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's something to be happy about. L'maisa now with no more slaves to Paro, so we can be happy about it. Avol Hocha B'Achashverosh, Avol Hocha Hallel Avdi Hashem, can we praise Hashem to say we're only an ever to Hashem and not to Achashverosh? Akati avdi Achashverosh anan. You know, no, we're still avodim to Achashverosh. We still have the old Michaels around us. We're still not free from the goyim. So since we're not free from the goyim yet, therefore we can't say hello. So therefore he says, Echtam, Yapurim, we can't say hello. Mashenki, by Tias Mitzrayim, there we were free from Paro. Paro we never went back to. But from Achashverosh, the Shibud Malchius, that we still have upon us. Shrashi Glenigolo, Glenigolo Elamina Misa. We were only saved from Misa, we weren't killed out. But the Misa was still in Golas, until Mashiach comes, we're still in Golas. Therefore, we can't say hello
about the Nais from Achashverosh. So the Kitzur comes out to Machlaikis. Roman Yom says, we're potter from saying hello, because we say now we're still a Kati Abdi Achashverosh Enan. And Roman Yom says, no, Kriyosa Zuhilulu. When we read the Megillah, that's considered like we're saying Hanalosom. It could be the pshat is that even though really we're Akati Avdi Achashverosh Enan, we're still Boterch Golis, but at the time when you read the Megillah, like with so much besimcha, we're hearing about the Nes, about the Nisan that Hashem did, that like frees us completely at that time from the Avdi Achashverosh. Therefore at that time we are like saying Halal, because then we're free from the Shibud. Alright, we'll stop here.
Dalad, we're holding. So Kitzur, Shalom was, how come we don't say Hallel on Purim? So Gemara first said, the Brice said, you don't say Hallel on the Nesrap as Chutzlorets. Then the Gemara gave two other Turutzim. The Gemara said that Rav Nachman gave a Teres was Kriyosa Zuhi Halila. When we read the Megillah, that's in place of Hallel. And Rav said, no, that Bishleim by Paro, we became freed. Mashenkim Halalu Avdi. Like today, we're still under the power of the goyim, therefore we can't say hallel for the nest of Purim. Now, Moras Akashi, now, Bein L'Rova, this is what we're holding. Bein L'Rova, Bein L'Rav Nachman. Both according to Rova, according to Rav Nachman. Kashia. It's a Kashia. Kashia, it's a Kashia. So what? V'hotani, we learned like this. Kishenichnesu L'Oritz. When before the Brisa said, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, Lehuchshu kol ha'rotzes le'mashira, no other land could we say shira, could we say halal. If the next happened in another land, is we can't say shira. So it's a kasha. The Brisa says, after you went into Eretz Yisrael, you don't say halal for next that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. So it's a kasha and Rav and Rav Nachman, how come they said that the Megillah is yeah the halal, or they say other reasons, it's a pasha the reason because we're not in Eretz Yisrael. So the Marin says, no. Kivin Shigolu Chosu Lach Sherin Arishin. That only applied when Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. But now, when they went into Golis, there was but Eretz Yisrael. Now, if a Nes happens in Chutz Loretz, you could say Shira. So now that's where we need Rav's Teretz and Rav Nachman's Teretz. How come what happened to the Hallel on Purim? For the Marv of Sul Ekev, where there's no other more Nevi'im, we had before there were 48 Nevi'im. Is that true? Only 48? The Pasuk says, "Vahi ish echad min ha'masoyim tzeifim." We dashing like this: that echad mimosayim, there was one of 200 tzeifim. What does tzeifim mean? Shenis nabu lehem liYisrael, that they said nevuah to Klai Yisrael. So you see, there were 200 neviim. So how come before we had the said there's only 48 neviim? So Gemara says, Enechanami, Mehevei to Behevei. True, Avada, there were a lot of Nevi'im. Okay, the Tanya, Harbein, like we learned in the Braitha, Harbein Nevi'im Omdul Hem Yisrael. There were a lot of Nevi'im that were in Klai Yisrael. And Kiflayim Tietzim Mitzrayim, twice as much as the Jews that came out of Mitzrayim. That's how many Nevi'im there were throughout the generations. Elas, what's the Pshat 48 Nevi'im we had before? Ela Nevu'ah Shehutzruchul Adoros, and Nevu'ah that the Navi said like Musa to make them better the rest of the generations, was needed for the generations. Nichtaba, they wrote down what he said. Mashenken Ushaloi Hutzruchu, a Nevi'ah that was said Nevu'ah, but it's not necessary for the future generations, Lo Nichtaba, that wasn't written down. So there's only 48 Nevi'im that said things that apply to the future generations, so those were written down. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar, Odom Habo Mishnei Romis. What does it mean, the pasuk that Ish Echad Min HaRomosoyim, it means a person that came Mishnei Romis, like from two hills, Shetsoifoi Zuazu, they're facing one another, the big person. Rabbi Chonin Omar, Odom means a person Habo Mibnei Yodom, the people, person that comes from another person, Shoimdim Beruma Shalolam, that's standing in the height of the world. Oman Nina, who are these people? B'nai Korach, the people of Korach. You see, the pasuk says, "B'nai Korach le'mesum." The people of Korach didn't die; they're still alive. And what does that mean? Tone mishum Rabbeinu that Mokom nispatzel hem Gehenim. There's a place in Gehenim, like a hole in Gehenim. V'yomdu, and they're staying there. In other words, I'm a brumah shloim doesn't mean l'shvach; it means l'gnai, like they're dead. There are these people that are upstairs that are still standing in Gehenim. That's the B'nai Korach. Korach, B'chol Adasa, children are still standing there. But, Yeshiva Nevi'os, like we have before in the Braisa, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. 7 ladies Nevi'os. 7 ladies are also Nevi'os. The more man Ninu, who were these 7? Sora, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, V'Esther. These were the 7 ladies that were Nevi'im. Sarah, what do you mean Sarah? The pasuk says, Avi Milka, the Avi Yitzchak. What does it mean? The Amr of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Yitzchak zu Sarah. That's the pasuk says, Yitzchak, that means Sarah. For Loma Nikra Shema Yitzchak, and the pasuk says, Avi Yitzchak means Sarah. It means Shesach Sab Ruach HaKodesh. She was covered with Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, she was Nevuah. She had Nevi'is. Shenev, the pasuk says, Kol HaShe Temer Alecha Sarah, Shema B'Kela, Hashem told Avram, whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. Why? Because she's in the Via, she's saying Ruach HaKodesh. Tavrach, another pshat is Yiske. What does it mean, Yiske? Shakil Seichim B'Yefia. Everybody was looking how beautiful Sarah was. So Sarah was the first one, a lady, to be in Nevuah. Miriam, Dichsiv, Batikach, Miriam, Anavia, Achois, Aaron. That Miriam, the sister of Aaron, took. For the Gemara of Eloi, what do you mean, the sister of Aaron? Wasn't she also the sister of Moshe? Rav Nachman means like this, Rav. Shoisa misnabo. She said Nevi'is, she said Nevu'ah, kishi achos Aaron. That means when she was only the sister of Aaron, before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. The American just said like this, Asido imi shetela ben. She said in Nevu'ah that my mother is going to give birth to another son. So she asked Yisrael, he's going to save Klai Yisrael. And what happened was, when Moshe was born, Nismala Kol HaBayis Kuli Oira. The whole house was lit up with light. Izamad Avia, so her father said, her father came, Vinoshka Rosh, and kissed her on the head. And Amalah said to her, Biti Niskayim Nevuah Secha, like it looks like Nevuah that you said is true. Like you said, we're going to have a son that's going to save Klai Yisrael, it looks like it's going to be true. The whole house lit up, they saw it was a special child. But then when they took him, took Moshe, and threw him into the Yor, they were afraid to keep him anymore. Then Omar Aviyah, Batovcha Roisha. Now Miriam's father came back to him and hit her on the head. The Yomulon said to her, Biti, Heichin Nevuah Secha, where's your Nevuah? Like, it looks like he's going to die now. What happened to what you said? He's going to save Klai Yisrael. And Hainul just says that that's what the pasuk says right away. That Miriam stood far away, Lodas, to know what was going on. What does that mean? Lodas, ma yehei b'seif nevuasa. She wanted to see what's going to be with her nevuah. if it's going to be true that he's really going to save Klal Yisrael, and Kachevi, it happened.
Devoira.
How do we know Devoira was Nevi'ah? Well, Devoira, Isha, Nevi'ah. It says clearly she was Nevi'ah. Eshes Lapidus. My Eshes Lapidus, she was the wife of Lapidus. Lapidus means a fire, a flame. That means Shehoisa, Oisa, Psilois, Lamigdish. She was making the wicks for the base of Migdish. That's why it's called Lapidus, like fire, she was making the wicks.
Yeah.
It says Devorah was sitting under a palm tree. For the more Maishna Tachas Tomer, why under a palm tree? Rab Shimon ben Amshalom, Mishum Yichud. She wanted to have a tree that doesn't have too many branches. There shouldn't be a shal of Yichud. As people came to ask her questions, the Rashi says, Mishum Yichud, Shu Gavoyah, it's a tall tree. V'ein lo tzel, there's no shade underneath it. V'ein adam yocholus yachad sham ima. Nobody can be miyachad with the deer. Come in my body, it's like in the house. Because you want to be open, an open field, that's like under a palm tree that was purely open, everybody could see. There wasn't a question of Yichud being alone with the men. Dabarach, when other pshat is, my Thomas there, just like a palm tree. Ein lo yel lev echad, there's only one heart, there's one main stalk that goes straight up. Is af Yisrael. That door, when Toma, when Devorah was in the Via, everybody had one leiv to Hashem. How do we know Chana was in the Via? You see the Pesach says, but the spalo Chana. Chana started to daven, but she said, Olat libi b'Hashem, my heart is high to Hashem. Roma karni b'Hashem, my horn is also high to Hashem. That means Roma karni v'loi Roma pachi. It means it will be lifted up, the keren, and not the pachi, not the pitcher. What does that mean? That David and Shlomo shenim shchu b'keren. David and Shlomo, they became kings by a keren. They poured the oil over them through a horn. Is nimshcho machuson. Their malchus continued on. Of the shol v'yehu shenim shchu b'pach. They first became a king. They poured the oil over them only from a pitcher, from a pach. La nimshcho machuson. By then the machusas didn't go on. So in other words, she was nevuah. She was saying nevuah here. Chana. That's how we know Chana was Nevua. Ein kodesh pasuk there. The Chana said, "Ein kodesh kashem ki ein voltecha." What does that mean? I'm a Rav Yehuda bar Menashia. Al tikri voltecha. Don't say nobody like you. Ella live loisecha. Nobody can swallow you up. What does that mean? Shalai kemidas hakodesh baruch hu midas basav adam. Hashem is not like people. Midas basav adam by people, maisa yodav mavli and oisai. What they do lives longer than them. Their actions stay and they die. Av hakodesh baruch hu mavlo maisa yodav fakert. Hashem outlives anything that he makes. That's the ein butecha. Hashem does nothing is swallowed up like Hashem swallows up his maisa yodayim, not that they outlive him. The ein tzur kolakein. What does it mean? Hashem, there's no tzur, no rock like our Hashem. It means ein tzayir kolakeinu. There's no like artist, a tzir to make pictures like our Hashem. That means adam tzar tzur agada koisla. A person can make a picture on the wall. Of a person like a mushroom, you want to make a person. You can make the picture of a person. Of a ein yochol hato baruach neshama kirbayim ubnei mayim. You can't make him live. You can't give him a stomach. You can't give him intestines. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzad Tzura V'Tzayich Tzura. Hashem made a form of a person. Olmato Bo Ruach Neshama. Hashem put it to Adam Rishon. A Ruach Neshama Kibayim the insides. Or B'nei Mayim the Kishkes. Hashem made Adam Rishon. Fight Avigail. Avigail was also a Nevius. Was the Chassid Pesach says V'ho Yehi Roicheh V'Salachamor. She was riding on the chamor and the donkey. For Yeredes Paseser Hahor. She went down in the hidden place of the mountain. That means v'seisar v'har. That means minahar miboyle. She just said from the mountain. What does it mean, seisar? Omar Rabba bar Shmuel aliske dam habo min hastorin. That means what Abigail was doing. She was taking blood now that comes like dam nidus, and she was giving it to David HaMelech. That means aliske dam habo min hastorin. That comes from nidus. Not lo dam. She took the dam. There was a loin. She showed it to David as if to say, "Paskin, if I'm tummy or not." Is Omolo David said back to her, Vechimar Radam Balailo? Are you allowed to look at Dam at night? You have to wait till daytime. is Omrloy. So she said back to David, V'chidon adin in the forces of Malayla, do you have a right to pass an adin shayla of killing? In other words, here the case is that David wanted to kill her husband, so he was killing him at night even. Ah, you can't pass him at night? Or Malos, so David answered back and said that